Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Who gets to enforce the nation's laws, particularly the federal laws already on the books concerning immigration? The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday said only the federal government. By a 5-3 vote with one justice recused, the principle of federal enforcement of federal laws was upheld, but there was one notable exception. In cases where police have a suspect in custody or have detained someone on suspicion of other charges, then local police are permitted to determine the immigration status of their suspect and take action. The Supreme Court case stemmed from a challenge to a law in Arizona, a law passed because folks in Arizona were tired of watching the federal government's inaction on immigration enforcement. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio says the feds need his officers, and he sees yesterday's decision as a victory.
Federal government should be giving me an award. Why aren't they thanking me for helping them? They can't do the job alone. I spent 14 years as the top guy in Mexico, South America, Texas, Arizona, on different occasions as the head guy. How come they're not asking me, when I was head of the Federal Drug Enforcement Justice Department, how come they're not asking me my advice?
But as to questions of racial profiling in his pattern of arrests and just who gets asked to show their papers, Sheriff Arpaio says nonsense.
We're the most trained law enforcement agency in the United States of America. What other agency has 200 officers that have gone through 5 weeks of intensive training by the federal government? And yet they're accusing me of racial profiling. What about them? I'm not going to accuse. I don't go around accusing agents and anybody or Border Patrol of racial profiling. But why are they just picking on law enforcement, local and state law enforcement? Why are they just saying that? Do they have any concern with their shop?
The Supreme Court saw the logic of what he sees on the street. Arpaio says he's not convinced a special state law is even needed here. It's just common sense, he says.
We have been doing for years. We don't just stop someone because they look like they're from another country. There's another violation that occurs, whether it's speeding or any other violation. Then we kick in and see if they're here illegally. And the Supreme Court just said that's okay.
The Supreme Court in its ruling yesterday invited a challenge to the enforcement of the Arizona law if a pattern of racial profiling can be proved. The court signaled that such a challenge would be taken seriously, although Sheriff Arpaio says he's not worried.
There may be a couple isolated incidents, which are when you have a big organization, but where there is no systemic racial profiling. Well, I must have about 35% of my force that are Latino. So this is something they're going to have to prove in court, put the facts on the table, and we will finally be able to respond.
Arpaio may be a controversial figure who ignites passions and outrages many, particularly in the Democratic Party, but he believes that logic is on his side. The increasing absurdity of a federal government stymied by inaction over its border and immigration policy puts more and more people in his corner, Arpaio says. If the feds don't do their job, he will, and the Supreme Court can't stand in his way.
Why don't they enforce it? If it's their responsibility, why do we still have millions of people coming into our country? Why do we have 12 million illegal aliens? Why aren't they arrested for violation of law?
That question from Mr. Immigration Controversy himself, Joe Arpaio, who spoke with The Takeaway yesterday afternoon, will be a crucial political issue this fall, and it just might be worth the combined electoral votes of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada.